This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, April 12, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Ithi Agnihotri-Madholkar.
KUAF is supported by Fayetteville Animal Shelter and Services, supported by the City of Fayetteville, and dedicated to the welfare of animals and the people who associate with them. 444-3456 or Fayetteville Animal Services on Facebook for photos and information.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, Hunting with the Ghost Hunters, we'll talk to an anthropologist who has been studying the people who spend time hunting for ghosts to better understand why they spend time doing what they do. And the militant grammarian is back for another visit.
That's ahead, but first, a look at some other items worthy of your attention on this Thursday. The latest employment numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows Northwest Arkansas has the lowest unemployment rate of all the metro areas in Arkansas. The unemployment rate for Northwest Arkansas in February rose slightly to 6.4%, an increase of one-tenth of a point from the previous month, but still below the 6.7% rate from February 2011. The Fort Smith metro region unemployment rate for February rose a bit as well to 9.1%. That's equal to the same rate as February 2011.
The Arkansas Lottery Commission is reaffirming a controversial contract with one of its largest vendors. As Beth McAvoy reports from Little Rock, the commission voted yesterday to approve Scientific Games contract.
Despite the commission's internal auditor's report calling for outside legal input, the commission approved the contract with the scratch-off ticket company. Scientific Games has received $7 million more than was originally intended so far. Commissioner Bruce Engstrom, along with one other, voted to delay any decision on the contract, which was amended by the former lottery director, without commission approval. Engstrom said he wanted to wait to see what Governor Beebe's investigation into the contract might find. Lottery director Bishop Woosley said invalidating the contract would suspend sales for several months, resulting in a loss of customers, sales, and millions of dollars in scholarship money.
They are our instant ticket vendor. It constitutes 84% of our revenue. You need to have a good relationship with them. You don't need, if I thought they owed us any money, I would do something. We would go out and do whatever is necessary. I disagree with the report.
Woosley says he hopes the matter can be put to bed. Scientific Games offered $2.2 million as a goodwill gesture, and Woosley says he hopes to get additional funds. Woosley says when the contract is up in 4 years, hopefully the commission can make better decisions. I'm Beth McAvoy in Little Rock.
The Arkansas Children's Hospital Research Institute is beginning a new program to fight childhood obesity. The program will research the causes of obesity and work with the community groups to promote healthy diet and exercise. Dr. Richard Jacobs is the president of the Arkansas Children's Hospital Research Institute. He says Arkansans need to find out how to effectively prevent obesity before a child's health is affected.
Prevention is the key. We're not sure yet in science and medicine what we can ultimately do for children who are already especially morbidly obese. But if we can direct research efforts to try to prevent childhood obesity, I think you can see the downstream beneficial effects, not only on those individuals and their families.
The Childhood Obesity Prevention Research Program plans to add researchers to study the program. It's being funded by federal grants and the Arkansas Tobacco Initiative. Dr. Jacobs says the program still needs another $3 to $5 million to get where they want to be. He says Children's Hospital Foundation has already donated $8 million worth of space and renovation for the project.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith says the school's chancellor, Dr. Paul Barron, will deliver next month's commencement address. The school's May 5th event will be different than previous May commencements. There will be two separate ceremonies. The first commencement will be at 10, the second one at 3. The addition of a second commencement is a reflection of the growing enrollment at the school. UAFS officials say more than 600 degrees will be recognized during the commencements.
To mark the 100th anniversary of Governor Winthrop Rockefeller's birth, Dale Bumpers, David Pryor, and Ed Bethune are among dozens that will gather this week at Rockefeller's former home atop Pettigean Mountain. The free conference will examine the Republicans' record of political reform, including stopping prison abuse, shutting down illegal casinos in Hot Springs, and ousting much of previous Governor Orville Faubus's statewide political machine. Christy Carpenter of the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute says the conference agenda is wide-ranging.
We thought it fitting to do a conference that's focused on an area where he made such an impact in Arkansas during his time as governor, political reform, and his reforms were across many different areas, including prison reform and the end of ending cronyism and bringing a two-party system to Arkansas, which has made a huge difference in our history.
The conference begins with a welcome dinner tonight, then a full day of panel speeches and informal discussions. Most of the events are free, but you do have to pay for the dinner and lodging if staying overnight. For more information, livethelegacy.org.
An Arkansas business legacy is returning. Today, inside the state capitol, there will be a ceremony to acknowledge the return of Yarnell's Ice Cream. The Searcy-based company was purchased and brought out of dormancy by a Chicago-based biscuit company.
And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals begin their fifth home season at Arvest Ballpark tonight in Springdale. Yesterday, the team announced that its contract for player development with the Major League Baseball Kansas City Royals has been extended through 2016.